Welcome to season 4 of Sorting Pin, the California Cattleman podcast. I'm your host, Katie Roberti, and CCA's Director of Communications. Whether you've been listening to this podcast for years or this is the very first episode you've turned on, I'm excited to get to sort through the issues and events impacting California's ranching families and producers again with you this year. Tune in every other Monday for new episodes and follow our brand new Facebook page, Sorting Pin, for more. Well, welcome back to another episode of Sorting Pin. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you caught our last episode with our Vice President of Government Affairs, Kirk Wilbur. Kirk was talking about the legislative year so far, telling us about some of the priority bills that our members lobbied on when they were in town a couple weeks ago for the Steak and Eggs Breakfast and Lobby Day, and just gave a general update on what he and the Government Affairs team is facing this year in Sacramento. So go check that out. But today, we have our CCA second vice president, John Estelle, joining us. John and I have been down on the Central Coast for tour meetings, and I realized we haven't had John on the podcast yet, so no better time than the present. So thanks for joining me, John, and good to see you.
Hi, Katie. It's good to see you, too.
Yeah, you've been busy. You were up at Steak and Eggs. Now you're doing the tour meetings on the coast. You've dove right into CCA, and we've had some stuff in the magazine, but I wanted to introduce you to everyone else on the podcast. So tell us a little bit about your ranching operation, your background in the industry, and what made you want to get involved with CCA. I guess we can talk about that as we get going, but let's start with kind of your background in ranching and what you do.
Yeah, well, I basically graduated. Some of this is already in the magazine, but you know, I graduated from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and then after graduation in animal science, I graduated from Cal Poly. But the next couple of years after graduation, I had the opportunity to work for John Lacey in the Owens Valley for a couple of years, and then I transitioned from the saddle to behind a desk at the Farm Credit System, where I spent about 4 years there. And then I transitioned when Farm Credit did some transitioning in the late 80s. I left the Farm Credit System and ended up becoming a insurance broker down in San Diego and started a family and had my family down in San Diego.
Yeah, ranching in San Diego. That's great.
Well, it's not really big cow country. It used to be very good, you know, very big in the cattle industry, and it's not that way now. But there are areas there that we operating after the two major wildfires in 03 and 07. As an insurance broker, we were driving by handing out $25,000 checks to people that lost everything, that just didn't have any underwear or toothpaste or anything like that. And we were driving by these ranches that used to be grazed and used in agriculture that had been sitting fallow for about 20, 25 years. So we, the boys were in 4-H at the time, and we asked, they were looking to do more 4-H projects, not just once a year, but do it all year. So we started looking at other places to run some cattle, and we were fortunate to get on an ecological reserve that used to be a Spanish land grant down in East County, San Diego. And so we got on a portion of this ranch, and that's where we are right now. We run a regenerative natural Angus program on there. The community is very happy that we're there. We graze in front of some pretty high dollar homes and keep the wildfire fuel down and manage the property at the same time.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about, so it's the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and an ecological reserve. It's their reserve, right? It's through CDFW. Yeah.
Yes, it's a ecological reserve through CDFW, correct, yeah.
So were there cattle on it before, or are you guys kind of the first ones as of recently? What was that like when you got that?
They had cattle on there about 25 years before we got on there, and all the infrastructure burnt in 03 and 07, and we were able to, through NRCS, able to restore the infrastructure and put the ranch back into play. It had a portion of it was farming, and quite a bit of it was grazed as well. So it's a pretty good size piece of property, and it's at a low elevation. It's kind of a coastal range ground. We're at only about 900 feet in elevation, so we get a lot of coastal moisture at the same time. So it was basically we graze for a lot of different things. Our grazing work for wildlife habitat management, for wildlife habitat improvement, for range improvement, regarding different species of range of grass that they have. There's some natives and non-natives, and then they also for improvement of soil health. So, and then our third goal was to graze for, we had a wildfire grazing plan at the same time. So we had a lot of bullets that we hit, and we were looking for a win-win situation on the property. And so it was kind of back and forth on our timing on where to be different places and when, and that kind of developed our grazing plan out there.
How has working with CDFW, has that been a good partnership for you guys to have, and how has that kind of gone for you guys?
That partnership has been actually very good. We've had a good relationship with CDFW, mostly because they understood where we were coming from.
Yeah.
Different, you know, as far as environmentally things, trying to do what they do. We do get paid to do our management now through NRCS, which allows us to focus on our cattle operation. So our management for the environment is getting taken care of through just the labor for it is getting taken care of through NRCS. But which allows us to focus on our genetics and calving and raising a solid, healthy product for either, you know, portion of it goes to a local consumer, but the majority of it goes through our traditional marketing system. That's basically the operation. So our relationship has been pretty good from trying to work out a win-win situation.
Yeah, that's great. So you're right there in San Diego County, and then you also said there's homes right around, so between working with the department and working with the population in San Diego and right there by the reserve, you get to tell your story a lot, it sounds like.
We have a lot of on-site tours that are coming from land managers, biologists, other ranchers. It's just a pretty convenient. We didn't understand that at the time when we first started, but this is how it's kind of turned into, as being kind of a local showcase for people to come see pretty quickly. The community embraced us in a big way because of wildfire mitigation that we're doing all around these million-dollar homes that are up on a hill that overlook the reserve. So they're extremely happy that the reserve is being put back into play and actually being used and functioning like a ranch and protecting them at the same time.
Yeah, especially with all that history, I'm sure it's a huge asset to the community to have you guys there, and I'm glad it's working out for you. Well, it's a unique situation, but it's a pretty cool opportunity for you.
It
and
is.
For
it
all the industry
real well.
To have you there sharing about the good of
it
the
is.
Cattle on the land.
It is. We didn't anticipate it, didn't start out thinking that was how this was going to go, but this is where we're at, and we're open to sharing the story and sharing the results. And I think it does help not only other ranchers, but it helps our industry on every level, basically as on a local basis, state basis, and a national basis as we continue to move forward some of the information.
I was excited when you got nominated in December to join our board, and I've got to hang out with you a little bit since, but wanted to share with others listening on the podcast kind of about why you wanted to join the CCA officer team as the second vice president, and kind of how you got into this role.
It goes back to my younger days, basically when John Lacey was really active in CCA on all levels and then the NCBA. But he was always, saying that it's important to put back into the industry that you're involved in. So when we decided to get back in the industry after my boys were wanting to start and we started ranching together as a family, I started pursuing our local association and getting involved locally. Overall, I feel it's important to be involved in our association on a local level and on a state level and on a national level. It's just important to be able to have a say in our industry through our involvement. And I think that is more important than probably people are thinking about or evaluating. It just seems to be that when we're able to get involved, we can see where the direction that we're going as a unit, as an industry, the overall beef industry, the overall beef economic standpoint is not only going to be one sector. It's going to be in multiple sectors, from commercial down to grass fed to whatever part of the beef industry you're involved in. Those are all parts of the overall part of the beef industry. And I think that that's important to have some kind of say, or to look at it, or to know about it, even if you're not involved in it, on what's going on.
One of the reasons I think it was great to have you join our officer team is because you are so far south. We don't always get a ton of representation. I don't know, kind of depends on the year, but it's great to have someone from San Diego County on the board too, to bring that perspective that you get to bring as well.
We're getting there, and I think it's going to help as far as hopefully start looking at some other properties that have been inactive that have a history on grazing, to hopefully, you know, open those up, and not just for, you know, us, but for other people and for young producers to get started as well.
We were kind of joking at the meeting at San Luis Obispo that we weren't joking. We were just talking about how busy the spring tour schedule is and discussing kind of what meetings you were going to and kind of how to balance the month of March. But you've definitely hit the ground running. What have been some of your favorite meetings, or just things you've learned or things you've been surprised about so far as an officer? We had our executive meeting a couple weeks ago. Like I mentioned, we had our lobby day. What are some of the things so far that have kind of stood out to you as an officer?
Oh my gosh. So the meetings are just wonderful. They're just great. I mean, we have some very solid producers. The meeting we went to last night was just awesome. And the people are very accepting. They're just down to earth, ranching people. So it's fun. It's very relaxed. It's enjoyable. From overall standpoint, I think that's one of the best parts of being an officer, is just meeting the new producers or meeting other producers in other areas. Not every producer has the same situation happening in their particular area. So it is, you know, it's really good to really understand. I'm getting a broader perspective of what's going on in our industry by attending the meetings, for sure. I think from the steak and eggs, going to that, it was just really important just to, you know, talk about the important things that we're looking at with the regarding the wildfire issues and the wolf funding issue. Those are all things that are important that we need to talk to our legislators about, because I don't feel our legislators are really in tune with what we're doing. Sometimes I feel like we feel good because we talk with each other and we all understand each other, but really reaching out and educating others that aren't in the industry, that are decision makers, they need to really fully understand that. And I think that's really valuable. And CCA is real strong in doing that.
Yeah, it's definitely valuable. I've said it before on the podcast, but I'll probably say it multiple times again. They really respect ranchers' voices. Ranchers, when they pull who's most respected and who people trust, ranchers and farmers always end up really high as being trustworthy sources. So having someone like you and our other members in Sacramento talking about those priorities is super beneficial for CCA's work and for moving California in the right direction for ranching in general. So appreciate you making the time to be up there for that event as well. Looking ahead, kind of what are you looking forward to as an officer? Like you said, I think the people are a large reason that you guys sign up for all these tour meetings and have a crazy calendar in March and other months of the year. But what else are you looking forward to? And what are some of the things CCA is working on that you're excited about in the industry that you're excited about?
I think there's lots of things on the horizon here that are going to be, that are coming to fruition through years of work on lots of things. Basically, in my area, we've focused on some proactive measures on wildfire that are turning into more other things besides just wildfire, as far as beneficial for grazing on some conserved lands or public lands. And that's happened. These new things happening or developments or benefits are happening or showing up right now have only been developed in the last 10, 11, maybe 12 years. And it seems to be ongoing, and it seems to be something new almost every day. Some of the terminology might be the same or different, but it means the same thing. There's some of that happening, but overall, on a broader scope, the benefits of some type of adaptive grazing on some of these public lands is making some people really think about getting things opened up again and using livestock to manage these properties. I think that's a big thing that's going to happen here going forward. I'm already seeing signs in different areas of that happening through different environmental groups endorsing it that used to be not endorsing some type of adaptive grazing. So those are things there from I'm seeing as a benefit moving forward. CCA is really on top of different things with different programs coming out for EID tags and other things that are still being looked at, that are still being, they're kind of in the works, but I think they're really progressive on actually just really watching out for our industry and protecting our industry, along with at the same time looking at new innovative things that a producer could use possibly in their operation to advance their operation. A lot of technology that's coming out that might benefit, reduce the rancher's expenses for running on different properties. All these value-added technology products coming in that are starting to be developed, I think those are going to be really a big deal for new producers and existing producers going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate those comments, John, and I agree with you. I think a good example of grazing getting some traction is, you probably all heard me talk about this last time on the podcast, but we had Secretary Crowfoot from the California Natural Resources Agency at the breakfast in Sacramento at the lobby day, and he was talking about grazing and using it as a tool, a management tool, and the importance of it. So that was really cool to have him talking to the legislature and the staffers in the room about the importance of grazing. And so I think you're definitely right on that.
I agree. I was really happy to hear him say that. I had no idea that was going to be coming, but it was a great meeting. I thought it was a great meeting, and he was right on. So,
yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I wasn't around at CCA 10 years ago, but I was involved in the industry still, and I don't know that we could have gotten that 10 years ago. So I think that's a huge step in the right direction. And yeah, we'll keep working towards that and trying to do the best we can to find producers new opportunities and get the word out about it.
I agree.
If you haven't yet met John, you will be meeting him at a meeting soon, or you'll be meeting him at our mid-year meeting. Our mid-year meeting is going to be in Reno this year. It's the first time we've actually had it in Reno, even though we have convention there annually for the past 5 years, 10 years plus, we've had it in Reno, but this is the first time we've had mid-year there. So that's exciting. We're getting more information out about that, but there is going to be a night that CCA will be at the Reno Rodeo if you buy a registration to mid-year. So look for more details on that. And I'm sure you'll be able to meet John there if you haven't met him yet.
Well, thanks, Katie. Appreciate the opportunity to visit with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, John, sharing and being willing to hop on the podcast and introduce yourself. We'll be seeing you shortly here. Thank you for taking the time to be on CCA's officer team and spend time at these meetings and share your story as well. It's really important to us and important to have someone like you on the board. So appreciate your time and looking forward to the next year and a half with you at least.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Thanks again for listening to Sorting Pen. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new episode. So be sure to subscribe and we'll talk to you then.